hate the high notes.
Welcome, everybody, to a Halloween special episode of Books and Betches. Not to be confused with books.
Scary
noises. I'm Kristen, and with me I have... That's Erica.
Maria.
Happy Halloween, betches.
My favorite day of the year.
Falls on a Tuesday this time, so this worked out great.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Tuesday.
2K Tuesday.
I don't know.
Spooky Tuesday. I don't know.
This is a book podcast. We swear, we spoil, and we talk about sex. You know the deal.
And we suck.
But this week is different. A, it's Halloween. And B, we wanted to do a topic. And some of you love it and some of you hate it. So if you hate it, leave now.
Basil.
Goodbye.
But if you love it, stay here.
Welcome.
This is a this is a very spooky episode.
I don't think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be.
It might be.
We should actually lower the lighting a little bit.
Ooh.
We should really, really get
it. No, don't do it. Just fucking go.
Are you ready?
No, I like the neon
lights. I hate that.
Okay. I mean, most people are just listening anyway. Honestly, if you want to watch it, go to YouTube. You know the
YouTube.
Deal.
Who knows? Right. It might be gone one day.
All right. What are we doing today, folks?
We're talking ghost stories.
I guess.
Ghost stories?
So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Bob?
Oh, my God.
Or do we want to start with other people? Okay, okay.
Bob should end us because Bob is...
I feel like if I talk about Bob, I'm going to bring him back. And
good.
I don't want to.
Okay. Ooh.
What the fuck do you mean good?
I like ghosty things.
You haven't been
haunted. I'm just going to read people's
stories. No, and it
sucks
because I don't get all the good shit.
So I asked people to send us ghost stories. We had a couple people that sent ghost stories. So, okay.
Make sure you say their names. You don't have to say the whole name, but just a name.
Elise.
Okay.
My dad lived in a haunted house for 3 months. He was about 8 years old. They were renting the house until their house was finished being built. This was in the 60s in rural Kentucky.
Spooky.
It was a huge house. He said almost a mansion, and he didn't understand because he did not grow up with money. Throughout the summer, they all ended up sleeping and living in one room, the living room. The house was freezing. It had no air conditioning.
Kentucky
is hot AF. So very strange. He heard marbles rolling around the attic all of the time. Doors would slam. Granny said that she woke up one time and someone was sitting on the edge of the bed. They moved after that. The house had 20 to 30 owners since the 60s. It was for sale back in the early 2000s. My aunt and granny went back to visit. All the doors were taken off the hinges. The attic was permanently locked. They did some research. The family before my dad, the little boy, had died from a disease.
Oh, I just got the chills.
And he loved playing marbles. The mother died by suicide.
Oh.
Where?
Look at the chills.
I know,
my
I have
body.
Chills. I have chills too.
Holy shit.
And one time he drove to the house with his grandfather. All of the lights were on in the house and they shut the doors to the pickup and all the lights turned off.
Okay. This reminds me of the Hell House.
I was going to say Hell House.
So in the town that I grew up in, we call it the Hell House and it, poor Garrett, but
we always bring this up.
But this house was so severely haunted. It actually ended up on the show, on a Discovery Channel show called A Haunting. They would sacrifice cats there. They would do all this. There's a farm nearby that they would bring these cats to and stuff. Well, it went through about 60 different owners, like what she was just saying with this story. But one time, like it was, I think it was not New Year's. It was 4th of July. And we were driving home and my brother was like, let's just pull in the driveway. And I'm like, can we please not? Nobody was living there at the time. We pulled in and I shit you not, there was a noise outside that sounded like a pig squealing mixed with like a woman screaming. And my brother fucking raced out of the thing. We get to my dad's house and he's like putting the car in all these weird things. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm trying to figure out what that noise was. And I was like, bro, that wasn't the fucking car. And one time I brought Garrett there and he went into the shed. And apparently the shed is really scary. But apparently the basement is the portal to hell.
Yeah, of course.
That's why they call it the Hell House. And Ed and Lorraine went there and investigated.
Yeah. And they said it was super haunted.
Now somebody has lived there for the longest anybody has ever lived there. They're from New
and
York.
I think they're Latinos.
They're from New York. They're definitely Latino. I've met them. I haven't met them, but I've like seen them passing
by.
They
got it. They just brought Jesus in that house.
It takes everything in me not to say, hey, like, because imagine, I mean, I think legally they have to know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to bring up something and then I get infected with that. I'm so like very weird about
that shit. When Chris and I first started really hanging out and building our friendship, you mentioned this house to me and we passed by it. right? Oh, yes, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it at the time. I was like, whatever. Everyone thinks there's just one spooky house in their town. That one's the one that's haunted.
It's creepy. It's a creepy house.
And I don't know if it's just the moment that we were in or if it was truly an intuition of me thinking.
You're witchy.
I'm witchy, right? We were passing by. I didn't know which house it was.
You had not pointed it out to me yet. Nope.
You just said it's on this street.
Yep.
I was in the back of Kristen's car. Yeah. Kristen's driving. We are on the street. It's dark as hell outside. And I'm like in the back, no seatbelt, just chilling. As we're pulling up to what I know now is the part of the house, my ears felt like, you know, when you're on a plane and you can't pop your ears.
Yes.
It felt like that. So my whole head felt compressed.
Oh, God.
And then it didn't go away until we passed away from the house.
Isn't that crazy?
And then my whole body felt chills.
I hate walking.
And I think you mentioned you were like, oh, it's that one. And I was like, okay. Yeah. I believe you now. I feel it now.
I went by.
But I haven't felt it every time I passed by it since.
Wasn't there another house that's haunted near you?
Yeah. Well, I went by that one on a moped, me and Brian, and we were going down this hill, and he was like, whoa. And at the same time, we were both like, it got really cold. He was like, oh, it's because we're going down a hill. I'm like, no, dude, the house is right here. And he's like, fuck off. And he's like trying to go up the hill, and it wasn't going. He's like, we're gonna die.
I feel like Brian always has these moments with like machinery that doesn't want to work.
Okay, I'll do one of my ghost stories. So I went to college in Plattsburgh, New York, and one of the new dorm buildings was built on, obviously, Indian burial ground, right?
That's like, my whole hometown.
But to be honest,
entire country.
No, true, I know. True. But to be honest, this place was right next to a cemetery too. Oh. So there was the dual part of that. So we lived in the basement, and the basement was haunted, like whole building, but particularly my wing, right? So the college that I went to is a big party college. And I happened to not go out that night for whatever reason. The entire place was like my whole wing was empty.
Oh God.
Right.
I'd be
so
leaving.
It's 2 a.m. I think maybe 1 a.m. or something like that. Like
3 is the witching hour.
Ooh. Well, no, it was like late. It was either so late nobody was back yet, or it was so late that everyone was in their beds already.
Yeah.
I don't remember which it was. And I think it was past the point. Maybe it was like 3 or 4 a.m. And I'm still up. I was one of those people that like would, you know, watch movies all night or whatever, right, in college. I hear from the hallway giggles, like crazy giggles of people running up and down the hallway. And I was like, yo, what the fuck, man? Like, it's like
we're in college.
We're sleeping.
No, but like I also was like, yeah, drunk people in the college. Right. Yeah, like, so I opened the door and it was one of those hallways where like you can see down both ends. Oh, and I was God. In the middle.
Oh, I hate that.
There's not a single person. And I was in the, there's nowhere else to go. There was no doors. There's no doors open.
I was
right next to the door for whatever reason. I opened it immediately and there was nothing. It gives me chills to think about it both ways. Right. And then also my other experience that I've had, I used to sometimes not go home because of the breaks. And I would stay on campus where not a lot of people were on campus. So I went to take a shower a few times.
God, the shower.
Or I would be in the bathroom really late at night because I have IBS. And because of how big the building was, it was one of those ones that had like 10-15 stalls for toilets and showers.
Your nightmare.
Like it was like a really big bathroom. Yeah. One of those really big dormitory bathrooms. And I would be in there. There's no windows. I've checked this a million times. There's no windows. There's no vents. I checked everything. The fucking bathroom, like the stall doors would just start clamming. Like blah, 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 blah. There's no, you look under, there's nobody there.
Your IBS is that bad, huh?
The showers would start turning on randomly.
Ooh.
It freaks me out to this day. Like you'd see the shower curtains like rustle and stuff. Things would turn on all the time. The lights would go off, flicker on and off. Like it was just always something.
We had a school like that around here. It was an elementary school that Chelsea went to, and
but
I ended up
freaky being there sleeping there.
I ended up working as a custodian there. And one of the custodians got so scared because he heard a woman scream and he was alone that he threw his mop down and he never went back to that school.
Oh my God.
He said, I will quit. You will never put me back in that school. And he got moved to the middle school. So I was working there one time and I was so scared just being there. It was the spookiest school ever. But Chelsea said that when she would go to the bathroom, the faucets would all turn on and she would just be sitting there like what is going on? Imagine like little kids as elementary school.
I would have to turn the showers off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They were all, I would be sitting, I would be sitting on the toilet, all the showers are like four, three or four.
Now it's an apartment complex. I wonder if it's haunted.
Three or four showers would turn on and there would be no one in the bathroom except me at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, me taking a shit and these fucking, and I'm like, hello.
My shit would be flying out of me.
Were you that person? Hello? Is anyone there?
No.
It's like in the movies.
If you know anything about ghosts, you know that if you do interact with them, all you need to do is tell them firmly, strongly,
you're not allowed to come with me.
You are not allowed to come with me. Please leave my house. Please leave this. I do not want you here. Do not come back.
I do not allow you to touch.
I do not allow you to interact with me. Anything along those lines, and that will help move the spirit away.
Wow. Did anybody
I'm
else
terrible because I'll be like, hey, you can chill, but just be nice.
Yeah. So I actually did, like, I also am very
you've done a
spiritual
seance?
Oh my god, please talk about after you went to see Leah, when was it the body that you saw when you were in the house? Was that it? Wasn't that you?
She when she was having those vivid ass dreams when she was
she was having
her night terrors.
That's the craziest
she had the hallucination. She saw like dead woman.
Yeah. But so wasn't that after you went to see a hypnotist? Or not a hypnotist.
A psychic.
Yeah.
And they told you
she was like, you should open up your senses and like start like
if anybody told me interacting. That, I'd be like, fuck off.
She was like, you're closed off, which is fine, but like if you want to, like, you know, the only thing that's scary is like when you open to the good,
you can't close.
You like a open Ouija to the board. Bad yeah. too, right? So, I was experimenting with my like spiritual side, and I was, you know, very in tune with like angel numbers, and
yes,
my dreams are very, very,
vivid,
yeah. and Same. I remember them very often. And people visit me in the dreams. They're very. Some people's dreams don't tell them a lot. Mine do.
Mm-hmm.
I work out a lot of stuff in my subconscious there. And I opened way too much. And
I remember
was having like night terrors where sleep paralysis.
That's scary.
And I've experienced that I've had a lot of problems with my sleep and terrifying. And one time I saw like a body.
I remember that
you told
body.
Us.
It yeah, we were in your room and you told me.
Terrifying.
I was like, you saw it right there, and you're like, literally right there.
I think after
like,
that you changed.
I was like, I can't do this. I banished everything. Sage is also
love sage. Got two in my house.
You don't actually want to sage your house too much because it takes away the good stuff too.
Yeah, you keep only when you're coming into a new space or if you feel like you have bad energy, you need to like cast away.
So I saged the house.
You don't.
I remember that.
And I had to really like cleanse everything out because
that was a rough time.
I shut that door and I've never opened it since.
I had a friend that had night terror so bad that she called 911 in her sleep and she couldn't.
Really?
Oh yeah. She was only able to move her hand and there was a guy standing over her pushing her down like this and she thought it was real and she got her phone, called 911 and it was like, and she can never wait. I feel so bad for her. Like if she sleeps over somebody's house, if it's too dark,
night paralysis
she doesn't know
is
where
really
she is.
Scary.
Yeah. It's really scary. I feel bad for people.
My night paralysis too. Well, I'll also hallucinate.
That's my
and have
fear.
Like night terror. Like it's not like it's not just
I haven't
like
had
paralysis
that.
Where you're just like I'm just stuck and I can see everything. It's like I'm stuck. I can't move
mm-hmm.
and I'm also not seeing real world.
Ugh.
Like it's fucked up.
I've no longer had
sleep problems now that I've
closed the door.
Moved
Mine ties
on
into
with
Bob,
that.
But the story that I
should I go to
another one? Yeah, go to another one. Because
okay. Bob was our closer.
Bob.
Okay. Years ago, my mom was using... Oh, sorry. Jillian. Jillian.
Oh, Jill. Yeah.
Years ago, my mom was using the bathroom at my aunt's house while she was on the toilet. A basket from the top shelf by the sink floated down and landed at her feet.
What?
Coincidentally, my cousin had an imaginary friend only when they lived in that house.
I just got the chills. Bob! I just got the chills again. Damn it.
It's okay with us reading this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I said
we can ask them. Are there any other ones? Or should I?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hi, I'm Kate. And I'm Corinne. We host the podcast Pop Fiction Women, and our tagline is, we're complicated. What does that mean exactly? To us, it just means real, three-dimensional human beings with contradictions and conflict who also happen to be women. On this podcast, we engage in the simple but subversive act of taking women seriously. Whether it's a discussion of a classic rom-com or current hit movies written and directed by women, like Barbie or Saltburn, you can be sure we'll bring our own dynamic spin. And we recap some of the buzziest TV shows like Succession, White Lotus, and Yellowjackets. We also discuss book-to-TV adaptations like Daisy Jones, Tell Me Lies, Expats, Fleischman, and The Last Thing He Told Me. We give you a seat at the table with your favorite New York Times bestselling authors in our Complicated Conversation series, and we introduce you to the next rising star in our debut discussions. In both interview formats, we always ask the most important question of all: what's your sign? Subscribe or follow Pop Fiction Women wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read, a podcast about the books that built our souls. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. Don't miss it. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna to Jhumpa Lahiri, Susie Essman, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they talk, they share. You can join us on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes content and giveaways at You Are What You Read Podcast and at Adriana Trigiani. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It does tie into Bob very well.
Okay, this one's another years ago, my mom. Years ago, my mom had a conversation with one of our neighbors.
What? The name?
Oh, Pam.
Okay. Pam.
Years ago, my mom had a conversation with one of our neighbors. We're going to call her Alice. Down the street in the middle of the day. Didn't think anything of it. A couple of days after, she mentioned it to our other neighbor, we'll call her Debbie, who lived across the street from Alice. And Debbie told my mom that Alice passed away 2 weeks ago before that conversation took place. Pretty sure Alice died in her house too, and the combo with my mom was on the street in front of the house.
Oh. Literally chills. Fuck.
That happened. I feel so bad because, like, I get jealous. Like, I want to have these experiences because I like it.
No.
That's cool.
That right there happened to my friend, but with a horse, because a horse kept breaking into their yard.
A horse?
They lived, like, near a farm. A horse kept breaking in over this fence.
It was a ghost horse?
No, it was a horse. And she kept telling these neighbors, like, fix the fence. They're like, sorry. We're fixing the fence. And then they were like, hey, I know you fixed the fence, you know, but it keeps happening. They're like, sorry. And it was like the 18th time that it happened. They're like, dude, your horse was in our backyard. And they're like, our horse fucking died. Like, that horse is not around anymore. And they saw, and that was that girl's house that's really haunted with the Ouija board and shit.
Wow.
Her house is probably
y'all have never fucked the Ouija board.
Her house is definitely.
No, don't.
Me neither.
No, they did. And a kid jumped out a window. Because they
what kind of sentence is that?
They were doing the Ouija board, and it spelled out, like, are you dead? Yes. And it was like, how old are you? And it spelled out 8. And they were like, how did you die? And it spelled out mom. And the kid got so scared, instead of running out the door, he ran out the window. I don't know why. It was like a first floor thing. But they used to have shit happen in that house. I only went there one time in my entire life, and I never went back. It was that scary. Jesus. We would play hide and seek, and things would, like, sit on the bed above you, and, like, you would hear footsteps. I remember seeing, like, a white figure in the power fucking went out when I was there. We were watching Hardball. Remember Hardball?
Yeah.
We were watching Hardball, and it was, like, the sad part. Power went out. I was already scared just being there, and we were in the basement. And you just see in the screen of the thing, like, a white thing flash behind us. And we were all already freaking out, so we went outside in the field. That's when she told us the horse story, and I cried.
Oh my
and I called my dad to pick me up.
So I feel like I know you two would never do this, but Kristen, one of our Discworld pal, a phone off.
Oh, yeah.
I always talk to her about ghost hunting and doing, like, ghost tour stuff, because she and I are, like, really interested in it. We always watch Sam and Colby. Every new episode that comes up, we always watch it. And I always mention to her, I feel like you're the only one that would probably go with me to some kind of haunting thing.
Yeah.
Like, you two would never.
Never.
But Phonot Fox, you and I, when I get to Canada, we're going on a ghost tour.
Well,
I've done so many ghost tours.
I would
I've
do a tour.
A lot of ghost
then
tours.
Then Erica's come with me.
I would do a tour.
I would not stay overnight anywhere.
No.
But I've gone.
I mean, y'all want me to go camping.
So, Savannah, Georgia is one of the most haunted places.
I know,
places
we should go.
On Earth. I've done.
You want to camp there?
They're
in a haunted land?
They're
sure. Okay.
their graveyard is super haunted.
Let's go.
Their graveyard is super haunted. The Pink House is a restaurant, super haunted. There is like a house there where there's like a bog thing that like sometimes will follow you
home.
Not the bog.
I think that's what it's called. Anyways, it's the house is so haunted that the ghost tour doesn't let you go walk on that side of the street.
Fuck that.
Because they're scared that will
Lou
come
was a
with
part
you.
Of a ghost. He was part of Ghost Hunters
He's
in Connecticut.
Part of everything.
And he went into that Hill House. He said he would never. He said that
He's
was the worst
of
experience
everything.
Of his life.
Lou done does
And
everything.
There was a fresh cat in the basement.
Yeah. I've done in a fuck what is it called? Not Gettysburg. Williamsburg, Virginia is also super haunted because it's like one of the original colonies. And I've done ghost tours there. Terrifying.
Really?
At night. Yeah. Super scary. No, William
I
and Mary.
Do it.
There's some in Tennessee that are supposed to be pretty good too.
It just feels so fun to me.
Anywhere there's a lot of
history,
you'll find really good ghost tours. Yeah. If you ever are like on vacation.
Like I would love to do,
want
to
do
New
something
Orleans.
Like that. New Orleans probably has great. I think they have voodoo ones more on the
That's
line
why.
With that.
I would love to do that.
Is there another one?
I think one person.
One more?
Okay.
Bob.
All right.
I don't know if it's a story exact. Taylor. I don't know if it's a story exactly, but my husband and his family believe they had a ghost that lived with them. They to this day won't say the name of the ghost, but the craziest thing that happened is they were cool with the ghost for a while, but it pushed my mother-in-law down the stairs. She didn't trip, and there was a mark on her back, and she was
bored. Oh, my God. I'm out. That's when it gets scary.
When they touch you, it's scary.
That's when it gets scary.
So Sherry, one of my close friends, she
also has intuition.
She has so many ghost stories, if you ever talk to her.
Yes.
One
of them is at my house.
one of them was her, I think it was her ex-boyfriend's aunt. She had four pictures that these, like, some artist made. They were not signed ever. And she tried to like find out who made them. She was led to believe they're from like a pretty prolific like
artist,
but they could never like place it. These pictures every once in a while would just bleed.
Shut the fuck
up. On the back behind the wall, there would just be like red liquid.
You're joking.
That would just drip down the wall.
You're joking.
That
the paintings,
not real.
The paintings were blue, black, and green, so they had no red in them whatsoever.
What the fuck?
And it would just you would be able to just wipe it up fine.
No,
and it would just happen momentarily. She said, and I believe Sherry. Obviously, this is not,
I do
like,
too.
I know
but
this
what
is like
fuck?
A friend of a friend of all of us are friends with her, and she physically saw the.
I believe her because she's seen some shit.
She also has another story of like TVs turning. Like I feel like some people
poltergeist
have those
stuff.
Like
wait till
poltergeist
I tell her.
Type shit.
Have you heard her Bob experience?
I think I have.
Okay, well don't say it because then
okay.
I'll spoil it.
So again, Sherry's I would say like one of the more
easily.
Like she's very like
she's especially
very
with ghosts.
Intuitive. Ghosts
stuff.
Are very
yeah.
attracted to her.
Yeah,
she's like one of the most, and that's where I'm going to segue to Bob. And okay. Bob, I've had experiences.
I've had experiences.
We've all
with
Bob. Had experiences.
Every
with Bob.
One of my friends had an experience with Bob.
And mine,
I didn't know you had.
You gaslight me saying that mine
I'm
never happened.
Hear about that.
Mine did.
Yours is a little ridiculous. I'm sorry. We'll talk about
it's fine.
It.
It never happened. That's fine.
I 100% believe you, though. I do. I just think I really thought maybe it was my dad. That's the reason why I thought I was like, because that sounds like my dad.
But
no wait
you're
wait
right.
Let me I'll preface mine because I didn't know Bob existed when I came to your house.
Okay,
so I stayed at your house one time. I had no idea Bob was a thing mm-hmm. at that point. Mm-hmm. And I think I texted somebody, I don't know who it was at that point, and I was like, Kristen's house is so fucking creepy. And I was like, there's something about this house that freaks me the fuck out.
Really?
And I never, like, obviously you don't say that to people.
Yeah.
You,
yeah,
like,
you should have.
Say their house is like fucking weird. And I was like, I felt like somebody was watching me the whole night.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm very intuitive.
What a thing to say because that's the whole, okay.
So segue into Bob.
Growing up at my dad's house, this house had, to me, it never felt haunted. But me, my brother, and my sister all had an invisible friend. Mm-hmm. And we all named him Bob. We're all 5 years apart.
Very far apart.
Yeah. So
5 years is a very significant amount.
By the time I was, you know, in my age of having a imaginary friend, my sister was like 13. I was 3. So, I mean, we all named him Bob and we all played with him in this one area of the house. So already a little sketchy. Fine. Whatever. It didn't become weird to me until I was in high school and I would have friends over and people had really weird experiences. The very first time that there was ever an experience was when my friend Alan came to pick me up with my friend Tim, and they were in the driveway, and I come out and Alan was like, get in the car, get in the fucking car. And I was like, what is going on? He's like, there's somebody in your backyard. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I literally just saw somebody put their hands on the wall and creep their head around, like, this is important, creep their head around the wall.
It's always.
And like, look at us. And I was like, well, that's fucking weird. Should we go back there? And he's like, got his high beams on. We're like, no.
I just got a vision of someone doing that.
So we left. Ugh. Okay. That was the first time I heard of it. Mm-hmm. I was probably a sophomore in high school then when I had my friend Christina sleep over. And we're in the living room, which is like usually where I hang out. Mind you, my mom had told me stuff, but if you know my mom, she has mental health problems and like she's been to, you know, mental health facilities. So like you don't always take.
Not a trusted source.
You take it with like a grain of salt, right?
But I would trust her more because she's, I feel like she would yes, have spoken more about it.
That's a great point.
No one would believe her because she had mental health
issues.
She's
gone into like psychosis. So it's like you kind of got to like pick and choose what you take seriously.
I would take it seriously the entire time.
You're right. I should have. She was vacuuming one time and I think the buttons, we call them the buttons, sorry, the remote.
The remote control had, for TV.
she grew up saying it, so now I say it. Had slid across the coffee table and landed on the ground. She says this and now I fully believe her. So I'm in the living room and my friend Christina is sleeping on the couch. I'm sleeping on the floor. And at like 3 a.m, she reaches down and fucking grabs me to wake me up. And I'm like, what? What is going on?
3 a.m. Interesting.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It probably wasn't exactly 3 a.m.
I bet you
it was. In the middle of the night. And she wakes me up and I'm like, what? What? She's like, I just saw somebody in your hallway put their hands up and peek around the corner. And that was when I said, fuck. Shit. My house is haunted. And like, I never... occurred to me. I always felt it was a really weird moment when I came back from college one time, and it was like during the summer, and I was laying in the living room and I rolled over and it was like, I can't explain it. This had never happened to me in my life. I felt so safe. Like I rolled over and I breathed and I was like, I don't know what it is about right now, but I feel like
safe.
Like nothing can hurt me. And it was bizarre. And I told Garrett this. My fucking Garrett. I should have never told Garrett this. Because he said, what if Bob is in love with you? Or like loves you so much that he's going to drag you to hell one day.
No, Garrett. Why would he say that
to
you?
From then on.
Insane.
I had a really hard time sleeping. And then
no wonder you hate haunting Adeline. It was your own stalker.
And then my room. I moved my room to the basement. This is worst when shit like started getting really fucking creepy.
Yes. I slept in the basement. Yes.
So did I. We all
so
did.
So I would see things that I would just say, all right, whatever, Kristen, like move on. You're safe. Like it's Bob. You know Bob. Like I kind of just, he became my friend again. Until one time.
Again. He was my friend again.
I was sleeping and I like rolled over and I was like, I swear I was like dead asleep. And I heard somebody go, Kristen. Right in my ear, like next to me, just
you
Kristen.
Answer, right?
I snapped my eyes open and I like looked around. I didn't say anything. I was like so scared that like I couldn't move for a second. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking around. I jumped out of bed. I ran upstairs and I was like, Dad, Dad. And he was like, what? And I was like, did you just call my name? He's like, no, I'm up here. And I was like, okay. And I went back downstairs and I just sat there and I was like, I'm never going to sleep down here again. I was so scared.
You were down there for a while though.
She lived down there for years.
Yeah, I was down there for a while and I was scared a lot more than not. Mm-hmm. So now this brings me to Sherry, the girl we were just talking about. I have a sleepover. Sherry's there. Well, I had a party and I was like, you can't drink and drive. Everybody stay here. So she slept on the ground next to my bed. I think Negron was there. Like a couple other people were there. And I didn't tell Sherry anything about Bob or anything like that. Yep. Nobody really knew.
Yep.
So she wakes up in the morning and she kind of looked like a little petrified. And I was like, Sherry, what's going on? She's like, I had a dream last night that I murdered every single one of you.
Wasn't Negron the one that had the dream that he murdered everyone?
I think it was Sherry.
I thought it was Negron.
Maybe it was Negron. But Sherry went on and on about there's something wrong with your house. Actually, my friend Tim, he came over one time. He's my best friend. My best friend who I hung out with almost every other day. He could not come to my house because the one time he came over, he was so scared. His eyes were red and watering and he was like shaking. And he's like, I can't be in your house. And he never came over again. So those are the experiences that I've dealt with. But
I wonder if Bob just didn't like men.
Or no, remember the apartment you had with Kristen? Or sorry.
She's Kristen.
Maria.
The house, you mean? The murder house?
The murder house, yeah.
The murder house?
The murder house.
Wasn't Bob there too?
The pool?
Oh.
No, Bob wasn't there, but it was a creepy house.
No, the thing that like really fucked me up, and this is why Garrett sang the whole what if he loved you, like really messed me up, was I had a dream. Actually, I had a returning dream that I would run down the street at my dad's house and run for the woods. Mm. Every time I was feeling scared, I would run for the
woods.
Didn't
your sister have the same dream?
That's what she's getting
at. So I've had
spoilers every time.
I still have this dream. Actually, recently, I had this dream. I was telling you, you were there with me. We were running away from
the
Russians.
You put me in there?
We were there going to the woods.
You didn't say it was the same woods.
Oh, it's always the same woods. Always. Every time.
Near your old house.
It's. I'm running down the street in my dad's.
Into your old house.
Running down my dad's street. And my dad's street has a cul-de-sac at the bottom, and it's woods.
Yeah.
Every single time I have a dream where I'm like being chased, I run to the woods. So I'm telling somebody this, and I think it was Chelsea. And Chelsea happened to be with me when I was hanging out with my sister. Totally unprovoked, we're driving by my dad's house. My sister goes, yo, I had a dream about these woods. And I was like, shut the fuck up, Jamie. I have dreams about these woods all the time. She's like, no way. I was like running into the woods, and I was like, dude. So we drove by the woods to see if we would see anything. There was a street sign in the middle of the woods sticking straight up. And I said, do we go read it? And she's like, nah. And we drove away. To this day, I have no idea what that street sign says. And fuck Garrett for saying this. What if that was Bob leading you to his body?
Like, Garrett would fucking.
Hey, Garrett, you're still in the shed.
You're still in the shed. You never left the shed.
You're still in the shed, Garrett.
So that's my Bob stories. I know Maria had a.
Mine doesn't exist, I guess. It's fine.
No.
I've been gaslit to believe it isn't real.
Because I guess now I believe you.
So, again, it was the night before our hike, my first ever hike. And I'm staying over your
house. That's right, Monadnock.
Monadnock. And I slept on Kristen's couch.
In the basement.
And so the way it's set up is when you first walk into the front door, there's stairs that go up towards, it's like a split level house. There's stairs that go up to the main living, and to the right is the basement area. So right next to the front door is the opening to
the basement.
Yeah. And the couch, the back is facing the door.
It's real creepy.
So in the middle of the night.
Significantly.
Also, you had a cat. So I was always very afraid of Callie kind of kill me in the middle of the night, but it's fine.
She was a little vicious.
So I just wasn't sleeping well. I'm tossing and turning on this couch, and I'm also like nervous for the next day for the hiking, whatever. I specifically remember hearing the front door open, close, and footsteps up the stairs.
Jesus.
No one came down the stairs to go outside.
Mm.
So it couldn't have been anyone, because I would have heard them go outside first.
Yeah.
Because there's no other way to get outside except for those stairs or the stairs next to us in the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless someone who was with us in the basement went around.
Nobody goes down those stairs.
Nobody goes down those stairs.
Yeah.
So I heard the door open, close, and someone go up the stairs. But it wasn't all the way up.
Oh, God.
It was only 3 or 4 steps.
That's so scary. Fuck that.
When I tell you I was petrified, I was stiff as a fucking board.
Damn.
And telling myself, pretend you're asleep. Pretend you're asleep.
Damn.
Pretend you're asleep. Whoever it is, they're not going to do it. Just pretend you're asleep. And I woke up the next day and be like, I didn't like it one bit.
Well, imagine my friend Meryl, who went to see Paranormal Activity when it was in movie theaters.
Oh, my God. That,
and the
midnight, that movie had us in a chokehold.
The midnight showing. And she calls us and she says, hey, can I sleep over? I'm scared because all of our friends. It was me.
Worst house to fucking sleep
It was
at.
Me, Chelsea, and like 5 other of my friends, right? And we're all sleeping in my bedroom. And we're waiting for Meryl because she went with, I think it was with Joe or something. And she went to the midnight showing. So it's really late. It was like 2 a.m. And she comes over and I'm like, are you good? She's like, no, I'm not good. Where am I sleeping? I was like, right there on the ground or whatever. She's telling us about the movie.
Everyone's sleeping on the ground at Kristen's house.
Yeah, Kristen's sleeping over to anybody.
Everything gets quiet. I'm usually the one sleeping on the ground. Everything gets quiet and my bedroom door
just opens.
And I was like, Callie. And Alyssa goes, your cat didn't come in here. And Meryl goes, what the fuck? Fuck this shit. And she's like rolling over. She's like, I'm calling my mom.
But I love that it's a Paranormal Activity one, because I was just seeing my best friend from high school is back in the area. So I went to go hang out with her for the weekend last weekend. And we were talking about Paranormal Activity. Because
dude,
me, her,
movies.
And my other best friend
Nobody
from high school.
Nobody knew if it was real or not.
It was so well made. It was like
there's
Blair
so
Witch.
Many
it,
of
it
them.
It was our yeah. Blair Witch, yeah. Right? So we were talking about us going to the movie theater to see it. And she was saying, like, I'm never going to go to another scary movie with you or Jill. You were just so weird. And Jill kept screaming. And I kept screaming. I was like, guys, there was like a 3-year-old in there watching the movie with us. It wasn't that serious. She's like, I hated that movie. It was the worst.
I can't do
it. Sherry said that it was Mike.
Oh, it
told
was
you
Mike?
It was Mike that had the dream. Because he freaked out that he had a dream.
No, and she said, He said nothing like that's ever happened to him before or ever again after that.
Crazy.
I think Bob has an issue with men.
I think so, too. The fact that Timmy couldn't be there and he was watching Alan outside.
I think Bob was protecting you guys.
Bob protects you.
I think he was a protector.
That's what I would say to my mom. And she was like, yeah, it doesn't feel
dangerous. I wonder if he's just like...
It doesn't feel like insidious in the way that like... Like, it was, like, scary that way. It just felt like you weren't welcome.
Yeah. Like, anybody else wasn't welcome.
Like, nobody was welcome there.
I wonder what it's like for the new owners.
The new owners, yeah. I think whoever was already there lashed onto you guys as a family and said, I'm going to protect this family unit.
You were there our whole life.
And then you guys left. Yeah. And now whoever, he's probably protecting everyone else.
I hope so.
But I think it's super weird that you guys all had the same.
Isn't that wild?
Well, no, all had the same.
Name
imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Named Bob.
Yeah,
like that's fucking weird.
Dino's was like, I mean, it's a pretty like common name. Like, no, it's weird that all of us had that. Dude, it's weird.
Bob out of all names.
Yeah. I was gonna read a ghost story if that.
How long is it? Is it actually scary?
Have you ever heard of the Golden Arm?
No.
The what?
The Golden Arm.
No. Go ahead.
Do you want me to just read it and then see if it we have to cut
if
it?
If we cut it out, we'll cut it.
Okay.
Because we're at 40
minutes. Get put it on
Patreon. Okay. Many, many years ago, there lived a man and his wife. They were an ordinary couple, and every night the man would seat himself before the fireplace and smoke his pipe and watch the smoke rings curl beneath the chimney. Now, his wife was not an ordinary person at all, for after she finished her chores about the house, she too would take her place before the fireplace, but her left arm and hand were made of solid gold. And she would polish and shine and polish and shine that golden arm. One night, she said to her husband as she polished the golden arm, would you promise me that if I should die before you, you would bury me with my golden arm? Will you promise me that? And he says, huh? And she says, promise me now that you'll bury me with my golden arm. He says, yes, of course. Yes, do not worry. Well, many years passed and they lived together and they were quite happy. One day, the old woman died, and I suppose it was from carrying the weight of the golden arm. Mm. And the night before they buried her, her husband thought to herself, I can't let them put that gold into the ground. Why, if I had that golden arm from that golden arm, I could buy myself a brand new house. I could buy myself a brand new suit of clothes. I could buy myself a wagon and 10 white horses. So when he went to the place, he cut off the golden arm. And the next day, his wife was buried without her golden arm. But that night, he stood in front of the fireplace holding the golden arm and thinking to himself, I've got the gold from the golden arm. I'll buy myself a brand new house. I'll buy myself a brand new suit of clothes. I'll buy myself a wagon and 20 white horses.
20? You said 10 before.
I don't know. And just as he admired the golden arm, and he happened to look through the window, and the sky had been so bright with stars, was so very dark, and the wind started to blow about the house, and the noise of the wind, you could barely hear a thing, but over the sound of the wind, he heard, who's got my golden arm? Oh, he said, who said that? Somebody wants my golden arm? I must hide. So he looked about the house and there was only one place. It was a closet. And he started toward the closet. But before he opened the closet, he looked through the window. And the sky was darker and darker and the wind blew harder and harder. And the voice was just outside the front door. Where's my golden arm? Oh, it's coming in the house. So he stepped into the closet. He slammed the door, turned the key and said, okay, I'm safe. But inside the closet, it was dark. It was so, so dark. And all about the house, the wind blew harder and harder and harder. And all at once, the locked closet door started to creak open and the candles burned low and the fire had gone out from the fireplace and the wind no longer blew outside and it was quiet. But there was that voice standing in front of the closet door. Where's my golden arm?
You've got my golden arm.
And the ghost of the
leave this whole thing.
Keep going. And the ghost of his wife grabbed that golden arm and ran through. through the hallway, leap through the window, and nobody's ever seen the ghost of the golden arm ever again.
Was the whole point of the jump scare?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's a camp. It's a kid story. Sorry. A woman wrote it.
I think that's a good Jackie Halloween story.
Jackie Torrance wrote it. And when I tell you my there's variations of that story. I couldn't like find the one my grandfather told. But my grandfather told this story every fucking year.
You planned this shit on me?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My grandfather
ever do the one as a kid?
Every single year he did this story around the campfire, like when we went camping right before, like on that Halloween.
Oh my God.
And he would do the jump scare and it would fuck me up every time.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking of when you're a kid?
The one behind instead of in the reflection?
Not reflection.
Oh.
But I used to do
the one where you don't turn on the lights.
I did get you though.
You got me good.
Was it don't turn on the lights?
No.
Oh.
Bloody Mary?
I can remember it. So I used to do this to all my friends because again, I'm fucked in the head. So I'd go behind them and be like, stick a knife in your back, let the blood drip down. Stick a knife in your back, let the blood drip down. Four doors appear.
Ours was different than this.
Out of the first door.
Spiders in your hair.
Something like that. Spiders in your hair. Another one was like elephants, crawl. So a bunch of different sensory things. At the end, the last fourth door, you see a dark, dark figure far, far away. I can't even remember this. But like you're basically setting the whole thing up, and at the end you just like push them and they fall over.
Oh, that's fun. Ours was to give them chills. It was a little like kinder.
Mine was to scare them.
I think of the one of the woman that calls 911 because there's a guy on her dick and she's staring at him and she's talking into the phone and it's like, hi, there's a man outside of my house. He's looking at me through the window and they're like, ma'am, we'll be right there. And when they get there, she's gone. And the footsteps were right behind her. So it was the reflection of the man that she was looking at. He was standing behind her the whole time. I think 911 did an episode about that. All right. That's enough ghost stories.
Do we have any more?
This is a good Halloween episode.
Thank you for those who have sent your ghost stories.
I hope that you're trick-or-treating.
I am jealous that you all have ghost stories. I only have the one in Kristen's house.
I hope that you're all trick-or-treating. And if not, I hope you're eating candy and welcoming the
all of it.
And welcoming the trick-or-treaters. Are you somebody that likes to decorate? Are you somebody that likes to scare kids? Like, tell us in the comments how you do Halloween, because I'm curious.
Favorite Halloween candy, go.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
I
was
gonna say that too. I like a Twix.
Crunch bar.
Twix, Crunch Bar.
We didn't. No one judged yours. Leave it.
Yeah, because mine's top tier. It's like God
Reese's
level.
Well, you've already
Reese's
said
peanut
it.
Butter cup, not a Reese's, not a Reese's Pieces. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Also, is it Reese's or Reese's?
I say Reese's Pieces.
I always
rhymes.
Say Reese's Pieces too, but
I think it's Reese's.
Reese's.
It's Reese's.
I mean, dress up as E.T.
No, it's definitely Twix. I mean, like
Twix is good. I'll give
Twix
you
is
that.
Really good. Yeah.
You know, a Crunch Bar I used to love.
I love Crunch
Especially
bars.
Especially going to the movies, you get a Crunch Bar.
Bunch of Crunch.
I love.
But now it doesn't hit as much for me.
Because chocolate has changed.
Chocolate
All
has
the
changed.
Quality has changed.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It's like
you
that
know what
fake
the best
chocolate.
Is Cadbury. Cadbury is the best.
I'd say Lindt.
Lindt is pretty good.
I'm a little biased though. Because
I like Cadbury. Good. It's like milkier.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Well, enjoy your Halloween, everybody. Stay safe. Have fun.
Use your golden arm story if you'd like. You could do anything with it.
Spooky. Be so spooky today. Be a witch. If you're a witch, be a witch.
I think it's been 2 years and we have not done a spooky
Halloween episode.
Because we never plan
ahead
on
it
time.
Right. We never plan
it. We did
it
a good job.
We did good.
Yeah. All right, you mentioned it in August.
Follow us on Instagram, books_n_betches, BETCHES. Click the link in the link tree. Subscribe to our YouTube. Join our Discord. Honestly, out of all of that, I think the best one there is join the Discord.
Yep.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
You'll have a good time. And
People
it's
aren't
free.
Listening to this part of our episode.
You're right. We love you. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.